Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Noel, commiserations, devastation in that dressing room and immediate aftermath. But your team battled right up to the end. It just got away from you in the last few minutes.
That's it. You know, when we were 3 points up there and got that goal, we were very unlucky for another one, and then they went down and got the goal at the other side. I think there was a massive momentum swing in the game then, and look, we knew they were a quality side, and you know, unfortunately they just got the breaks at the end, and they pulled away from us, but our lads gave it everything they could, so we're just immensely proud of them.
Yeah, the work rate from your team was exceptional all the way through, and does that make it all the more hard just to take the fact that you lost out in the end?
That's it. And you know, we weren't playing as fluidly as we normally would, but at the same time you could see it there, especially after half time there, for that 15-20 minute block, the effort, the tackles, the hooks, the blocks, our lads just left it all out there and they could do no more. So, you know, fair play to Clare. They're all Ireland minor champions 3 years ago, and they're a serious team. So we wish them the best of luck going forward.
Huge amount of talent in this team. A lot of people in the backroom team as well that have given a lot to Cork hurling, and you're going to do so again. It's very raw at the moment, but there's still a huge amount of fun from this group.
That's it, and we're very proud of them, and the effort and the commitment that the management gave was second to none. So just to echo your words there, exceptional being involved with a group of men that dedicated to make Cork hurling better, and the players really fed off of that all year. You know, probably wouldn't have been the most fancied Cork team ever, especially when you're coming up against teams that have Hearty Cups and underage All-Ireland medals in their back pockets, but our lads, you know, certainly didn't look out of place. You know, we were very competitive in the group stages, just losing out on the final place by score difference, and you've seen it there over the two games with Clare. I think there was a point or two in it if you aggregate the two games. So yeah, look, we couldn't ask any more from them.
Terence, congratulations, fantastic performance from Clare from start to finish. What pleased you the most about that win?
Sure, look at the spirit in the team and the character they showed. You know, we had a big lead, we let it slip, and Cork were coming with their push. You know, they were edged in front there, going down the straight, but our lads just didn't wilt, and they responded brilliantly, and just the character.
How important were those two first half goals as well to give you that just that cushion going into half time?
Ah, they were great. We were kind of, you know, we were very, you know, determined to start well in the game and get a platform, and so there were critical scores, and there were great scores from the boys inside.
You had heroes all over the pitch. It'd be unfair to pick out one. All your forwards and your midfielders scored tonight, so it was a really good spread. That must be very encouraging heading into the final.
Yeah, sure, that's totally it. It is very much a collective, and very much, you know, subs came on, had a huge impact as well, and that's the spirit of the team. It's a collective, and yes, some lads will, you know, they'll embellish it, and they'll throw some savage stuff onto it, but the power comes from, you know, very much from the spirit of the group.
How big a boost for Clare hurling as a result? Not just the result, Lone Ferris, but the performance as well, the way you played for the full 64 minutes.
It was a great boost. Look at Clare hurling. We had a bad week last week. We started it by losing our match on Wednesday. The minors were defeated on Friday, and the seniors were defeated on Sunday. So that was a bad week, you know, at this time of the year. So we were determined to get it back on track, and we had a big challenge, but very proud of the boys.
And just finally, a victory, fantastic, great celebrations already, but the job is not done.
No, absolutely. It'll be good now for an hour and that'll be it, and the focus will turn very quickly to tomorrow morning and how to get ourselves right for next week, because if we had the challenge tonight, we have a bigger one next week.
Congratulations, sir, to everybody in Clare, well done.
Thanks a lot.
The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.